Looks good.
And Michael Bob.
Righto, good afternoon councillors and welcome to the December 2022 meeting of council. I'll just ask Courtney to read the pre-meeting preamble, please.
In accordance with council's code of meeting practice, this council meeting is being recorded and will be placed on council's webpage for public information. All present today are reminded that by speaking you are agreeing to your view and comments being recorded and published. You are also reminded that if or when speaking you are to be respectful to others and use appropriate language. Coolerman Shire Council accepts no liability for any defamatory or offensive remarks or gestures during this council meeting.
Thanks, Courtney. Okay, councillors, we've got full attendance, so no apologies. Item two, declarations of interest.
Yes, I've got HS5 as a run signing is myself, another one is my brother in law.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Hutchins. Declared a conflict of interest at HS5, which has been noted. Confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 17th of November. Could I have someone move and second those minutes, please? Councillor Perkin, Councillor McKinnon, Councillor Perkin, thank you. Matters arising out of those minutes, I don't believe we have any issues there. Okay, hand over to the General Manager for correspondence.
The activity reports are there for your information as always. Also in the information papers, we've provided you with some minutes from some of the meetings we've attended and the local advance committees. In agenda B, we've got a letter there from the Minister for Health saying basically, why are we talking to him? It's someone else's problem. But Mayor, Dave, we were up there and it was his problem when he was the Health Minister and had to present it to him. So his impending retirement has meant he's transferring some responsibilities, I think. So that's fine. We'll now chase it up with Bronnie Taylor. Local Government New South Wales. So you've got a response there from Local Government New South Wales in regard to the Rural Fire Service assets. And also an item there from, or a correspondence from our local member, Steph Cook, regarding the Coolerman Ganmain Multi-Purpose Service. So just keeping you up to date. And I separate them out between Agenda A and Agenda B is, if you ever are in Agenda B and you would like another letter written to the next person or you want to chase something up, I'm happy to do that. Whereas Agenda A is really a for information, move on sort of stuff.
Okay, could I have someone move and second Agenda B, I'm sorry, Councillor Maslin, Councillor White, thank you. All those in favour, against, carried. General Manager's report.
So we move into GM1, which is the public library funding. So the Libraries New South Wales has been doing quite a lot of work to try and have that funding reoccurring, which it appears to be for the next 4 years, so that's quite good. They used to have to do battle every year in regard to that. We use that money to run our library and RRL, so just there for your information.
Any comments? If not, if I have a mover and seconder, please. Councillor Hattie, Councillor Maslin, thank you. All those in favour, against, carried. GM2.
So this is the allocation of the New South Wales Rural Fire Fighting Fund. So every year we get advised how much will be spent in regard to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. We are in the zone, the Riverina zone. We contribute a portion, the Riverina zone contributes a portion to that amount of funding. And within our zone, we pay 19% of that. 2.37%. As you can see from, and this is something that we have been arguing for a long time, is that the RFS budgeting process seems to be unconstrained and they just pick what they would like to have done in that year and everyone else has to pay for it. We think and have repeatedly advised them that we think it should be a constrained budget where there's an amount given and you get CPI above that, so that there is some sort of control on what is or is what. Decisions that are made around safety also have to have a financial sustainability to them. So I'm letting you know, we don't get any say in it, which goes to our argument on assets that we talk to with the state government, but it's just, again, providing you with information.
Could I ask a question, please? Appendix A, when it talks about the council coolant, they've got equipment, firefighting equipment, personal protection equipment, it's $190,000. What share is that? Is that all the coolant charge, or is that a percentage of the local area that's under coolant? Could you explain that to me, please?
They've broken that down, so within each.
That would be the zones. We get the zones allocation. And so they say it's Coolmans, but it would actually be the zones.
It has to be, because up the top, the infrastructure projects, one's got the block.
Yes. So that, what they've talked about specifically, where they've said Coolman, they're talking about the zone.
Yeah, I assume that that's probably what it was, but you said Coolman is the sole. No, I'll stop. Thank you.
Thanks, councillor. Could I have someone move and second that recommendation? Councillor McKinnon, Councillor Crocker, thank you. Geoffrey.
Australia Day, so we have been provided with our ambassador, and we have Terence O'Connell, who was once a policeman over in Wagga, so he's relatively local, and he'll be with us for Australia Day. So again, just for your information.
Thank you.
I saw with the $15,000 grant that Jackie got, what's happening with that?
That's to run Australia Day.
So what are they doing with that? That's a lot of money.
Yep, certainly
they're
is.
Having a band or something?
They're catering. They're doing some hire of extra toilets and things like that.
Where is it this year again?
I'll let them.
That'd be the marquee in that as well, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Oh, cheers.
So nothing out of the ordinary to what we normally do.
The marquee would be thousands, having just hired one.
We don't usually get that funding.
No, usually costs.
And I just hadn't seen anything advertised, so I was just wondering.
There,
it's just being absorbed into normal.
Everything, every time we run Australia Day, it's just a cost that we pay for it, a cost.
Yeah.
There was some funding this year, she applied for it,
and
we received it.
Well done.
So it'll be held in the park, as where normally is it?
It'll be held in the park.
Okay, if I could get a mover and seconder for that recommendation, thanks. Councillor McKinnon, Councillor White, thank you. GM4.
Again, for your information, and the information we'll be providing to the public is our operating times and what will be happening or not happening on certain days. We will be finishing on Friday and we'll be coming back on Monday the 9th of January as the staff here. We will have people on call available. I think the only real big change was one of the TIPS days will fall on a public holiday and that will be a closed day, but the rest of those TIP operations are as required.
Any questions? Fairly standard. Mover and second, please, for the recommendation. Councillor Perkins, Councillor Hutchins, thank you. All those in favour, against, carried. GM5.
GM5 is the Model Code of Meeting Practice, so we've just reviewed that and updated it, and it's really about trying to come to grips with, or the process about virtual attendance at meetings. We've reflected our current code against the 2021 model code provided by the Office of Local Government, and we've included all of those changes into our current meeting code.
Any questions? I can have a mover and seconder, please. Councillor Maslin, Councillor White, thank you. All those in favour, against, carried.
GM6 is just the letting you know that the September elections in 2024, that came around pretty quick, didn't it, that we've having to make decisions on that. We have to determine well in advance who we're going to get to do it. You can get the New South Wales Electric Commission, who we have always got, or you can seek alternative providers. I can't see any reason why we wouldn't go with the Electoral Commission, but we haven't got a price yet. So when we get that in, I'll bring that in and make sure that we make the determination prior to the March date so that it's all official. But happy to hear your comments if you want me to chase up other avenues or not.
Any questions, councillors? Just on that, I do note Councillor Crocker's comment regarding pre-polling. Would you like us to just include that there, that we advocate for pre-polling in the building?
Well, I want to put a cart on before the horse and not read that properly.
Oh, okay. Right, righto.
I was thinking that was for the state election.
Ah, right, okay. Righto, so we have a recommendation there. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Perkin?
Yes.
Councillor White, thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
So in your late reports, GM7, the outdoor movie series. So it's really there to tell you that there's a schedule available for every community to get a family-friendly movie over the January-February period. What has come to light, and the idea behind it is your family, you attend with your family and you bring your own drinks. Excluding alcohol if that's what you want, because we assume as a family friendly event it will just be a nice great family event. So but we did come to the point, or we did come to the realization, that one of our parks that we are holding it in needs to have that suspended for 2 hours, and this is the process of doing it. But if you can approve that, that's great. But it's really about the schedule that you have in front of you, and that each of those communities is going to get access to that.
Very good. Do you have any questions, councillors? If not, can I have someone move and second the recommendation? Councillor Hutchin, Councillor Maslin, thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carried. GM8.
Pardon me, everyone. So the January meeting. So this January we had to have a meeting because it was a council elections. But generally, we have had the January month off because that's when our communities are on holidays. Quite happy for that to happen again. If we do have something urgent, the general manager and the mayor can call a meeting and we will address whatever that situation is at the moment. I doubt that will happen, but you never know. So my recommendation there is we have a break over January.
Questions? Can I have someone move and second? Okay. Councillor White, Councillor Haddie, thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Okay, Executive Manager, Corporate and Community Services.
The normal finance report, monthly finance report. If there's any questions.
Any questions for the finance reports? If not, can I have someone move and second? Councillor Crocker, Councillor Perkins, all those in favour? Against? Carried.
CS2 is an update to the 2022-2026 delivery program. So we prepared this before the community strategic plan had been finalised. So it included references to the old community strategic plan. So what we've done is that we've removed all references to the old plan, substituted them with references to the new plan. There hasn't been any changes to the activities, the delivery program actions and operational plan activities. They remained the same. They just got moved under different headings around those themes in the community strategic plan.
Thank you. Any questions? No, can I have a move and seconder?
Yep.
Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Perkins, thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
CS3 is regarding fees and charges. The first part of the report's regarding the Ardlethan preschool fees. There's also a late report in relation to that. So there's new funding that's been announced with preschools. Last, in the year that we're currently in, it was called fee-free preschool, preschools. So we weren't charging fees at all. We've been told we have to charge fees, but that parents will be eligible for a rebate based on the number of hours that the children are enrolled. But the money won't go to the parents, it will come to us. So we've got to charge the fee and then show a discount to them. So for Ardlethan preschool fees, we have to set two fees. One is an equity fee, one is a non-equity fee. We're suggesting $30 and $35 per day. This will be covered by the fee relief payment that the parents would be eligible for. So it's still free, but we've just got to go through a lot of rigmarole to show that it is for free.
Is that $4,220? Is that per student?
Yes.
Okay, any questions, any concerns? So if I could have a mover and seconder for CS2. Councillor Maslin, Councillor Crocker, thank you. All those in favour, those against, carried. And that incorporates CS3? Or do you want that as a separate?
Sorry, you were the mover and seconder there.
Cathy Maslin and Jeremy.
That was just CS3, sorry.
Okay, that's
the mark.
Yep.
Addition to CS3.
Okay, CS4, Council's annual report.
CS4 is Council's annual report. It was published to Council's website. The Office of Local Government was advised, and I sent you out a copy before the end of November. It's due at the end of November, but we're tabling it here to endorse it.
Thank you. All those in favour of the recommendation? Councillor White, Councillor Perkin, thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
CS5 is the ongoing policy review. There's a number of policies there provided with no changes. The human resources strategy just had some references to updated documents.
Any questions on any of those policies there, councillors? Okay, if not, I'll put the recommendation, those policies as listed, be adopted. Someone move. Councillor Hutchin. Councillor Haddie, thank you. All those in favour? Yes. Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Executive Manager, Engineering and Technical Services.
Thank you, ES1. Just works we've been doing across our unsealed network. As you see, there's a fair list there which we've been getting into. Comment there at the end there, just mentioning the extent of damage got across our network, result of natural disaster, and there's a fair bit there, so we can't be everywhere at once. We're getting across as best we can. Patience for everyone, be appreciated, and to drive to the conditions, obviously. ES2 is our town works, a bit of curb and gutter work there in Quabby Street, west side, from booth to ore. That's been poured and backfilled, just some resealing, some sealing from the edge of the curb and gutter back to the edge of bitumen to be done, and that'll be done in the new year in the future program. Booth Street North, Quabby Street down to the childcare. We've done some drainage works there. So that's just when they did the childcare, they were required to do drainage works up to that intersection. And then we've also got our